Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we've got a guest in already, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We have the lovely Graham Biss. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon to you both.
Now, we spoke to you last year about the country fair, which is a one-day event, but now you're back in full swing with the Royal Isle of Wight County Show.
Yes, we are, and we're delighted to be back. I think hopefully it's going to set the tone for the summer, but isn't it nice to be back doing things?
Isn't it?
It is lovely to be back doing things. Really looking forward to it, because 2019, we were just discussing off air, 2019 was the last full one.
That's correct.
And now we've got the magic of it happening
again.
It was hugely successful.
You had the cavalry and everything.
We did.
And it had good weather too, which...
yeah, and it makes such a difference for any outdoor event. And since being involved with the county show, I feel for anyone trying to do something in the British weather, which can be unpredictable.
Completely unpredictable. You just got to have a kind of a plan B in your back pocket, just in case.
Yeah.
So, what's the dates of this one this year then?
So it will be a two-day event,
yes.
Which is what everyone's been telling us we should be a two-day event. So we've listened, and it's 2 days on the 25th and 26th of June.
Ooh, excellent. Wow. Looking forward to it. And what sort of things, I know you can't give away too much, but what sort of things have you got in store for us?
Well, planning preparation is fairly full on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And in Jubilee year, really pleased to say that our headline act, if you like, is the Queen's Colour Squadron.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Which is the RAF Ceremonial Squadron, who are world famous for their drills. Mm-hmm. And I'm delighted to say they've decided to come to the island.
Are they going to drill on the island?
That's great, great news. That should be a spectacular part of the day.
Yeah.
And there's the usual country and agricultural parts, because I mean there is a theme or a reason behind the show, isn't there?
There is. Very much we stay very true to our roots, which is the rural sector, and all the many fantastic industries and businesses and activities, so that will remain our core. But it's nice to bring something new and special to the island. We're very lucky. Because of our royal status, when we go and approach all these fairly high-ranking people, they look at us and think we're actually quite big and quite important.
Yes.
So it gives us an opportunity to bring them to the island.
Well, you are big and important.
Well, thank you. But in compared to some of the other shows, we're really quite tiny.
Yeah.
We're the right size for our island. Let's put it that way. We are small, but there aren't many shows that got the royal epithet, is there?
No, you're right. We're a family of seven, and I'm quite often lucky to go and have meetings with the other six, and they sit there as the Royal Cornwall and the Royal Highlands, so very high level. Mm. And then there's little of us, but so be it. We're proud to be part of that club.
Absolutely.
Can you explain, for those who've not understood it before or heard it before, why are we royal?
Well, when Queen Victoria resided at Osborne House, she very kindly became our president, and as a result she gave us the royal patronage. So we've had it since that time.
So it goes back a few years.
It does. So we're jolly proud, and I know some of the bigger shows have tried to get a royal patronage and they've been declined. So they look at us as if to say, but the Royal Isle of Wight?
Yes, they didn't have a royal residence on their shores, did
That's
they?
True.
That made a big difference. Yeah. And Queen Victoria was very, very fond of the Isle of Wight, there's no doubt about that.
Yes. We've got the original minute book for the society, which it's throughout the period of time when she was in residence, the Queen would be actively involved, showing her sheep, showing her cattle. So it's a real piece of history.
Excellent stuff. So we've got plenty going on for this year's show then.
We have, and we've gone to 2 days to I think probably two reasons. One is it takes a little bit of pressure in terms of getting to the show, because with the numbers now at the level they are, it does put pressure on the island's road structure. So we're hoping by going to 2 days it will take that little bit of pressure off. Also, I think it takes a bit of pressure off us. We're all volunteers.
Yes.
So we've decided to try and have 2 days of slight calm, not total calm, but
no,
without frantic activity, and in 2019 was a fantastic show, but I think we all knew we'd had a...
You were looking a bit tired.
Yes, yeah, that's an understatement. I'm only 18.
Yes, you said a lot more hair to that last show.
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, I know, because we've been involved in things ourselves, and nothing on the scale you're involved in, but there are things like, you'll be wandering along and someone comes saying, someone's put up there standing in my place and I want that moved and this isn't right. And you've got to deal with all that in a calm and professional manner.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I've got such a good team all around me. And I think we adopt a can-do attitude. And we're jolly proud to represent the island. You know, we are the island's county show. So we hope that we're a platform and we can show off all the things which are wonderful about the island.
Yeah.
So I think we take that that responsibility very serious. But it's still hopefully something which people can come and enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so have you got all your stands sorted, or?
Well, at this point in time, the demand for the show, it seems to be far in excess of what we would normally expect.
Okay.
So we're delighted with that. We're not at all complacent. There's plenty more room for more people to come and take stand space. But again, we hope the show is just that platform to allow those individual businesses to come and trade and promote themselves. So we're optimistic we're heading for a very good year.
You're preferring local businesses?
Absolutely. We have a island policy in art, in craft, in food. We only accept island businesses. Mm-hmm. We do extend to mainland businesses and the more general trade areas. The reason we do that is because actually it brings people to the island where islanders may not be able to buy those products normally.
That makes sense.
That makes
sense. So that's the justification, but very much we're very proud of being on the island, and we're very proud to promote it.
Good.
Now, a couple of questions. I'm hoping the WI will be there.
The WI will be there. I don't think we could have the show without the WI.
I think that's just the law. You've got to have
absolutely.
And I'm assuming there's a beer tent, because there'll be quite a few people.
Well, there's going to be two beer tents.
Two beer tents. We've got people hammering on the door to volunteer for the outside broadcast already, I think.
Right.
Two beer tents.
No, we've got two beer tents. We're lucky to have a very large showground.
It is huge, the showground, aren't
it? It is. So we're going to have two beer tents, one at the top and one at the bottom.
Right, okay.
That makes sense.
Now, the showground, in case you didn't know, is up on the road to Cowes from Newport.
Yeah, the Newport Cowes Road, just before you get to Northwood.
And it's well served by public transport, because the number one goes past very, very regularly.
Absolutely. And also, we've now got a new car park at the foot of the showground, which links very well to the Red Squirrel Trail. So it means people can cycle on the Red Squirrel Trail a small distance up Stag Lane, which is obviously a very well made up road, and then into the showground through the bottom rather than the top. Families can cycle to and from the show without encountering too much traffic.
That's excellent.
Fabulous.
And are we looking at reasonable prices this year, or haven't they been decided yet?
No, we have decided. We've continued the theme of trying to encourage people to buy online. It certainly helps us in terms of getting people through the gate.
Yes.
And it means we don't have to handle cash. And to buy tickets online, it's £10.50.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, well, we're desperate to keep the price as low as possible.
And that's for one day?
That's for one day. Alternatively, if you want to come for the weekend, it's £15.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
Absolutely,
So you can spend 2 days there.
I was just thinking, the size of that site, if you've got little ones with you, you're not going to do it all in a day.
No.
I would have said, to be perfectly fair. So if you get £15 in coming the second day, why not?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And also, it just means it's a much more relaxed feel. And that was the feedback we had in 2019. Lots of people saying, but we didn't see half of the show. And we've now got to wait. Well, they said we've got to wait a year. In fact, it was 3 years, but history tells us.
But little did we know.
Yes. So we've tried to keep the price as low as possible.
I think that for a weekend, that's a very, very good price.
It is.
And that's for adults.
Yes, that's for adults. Under 16s are free.
Well, okay.
So you can't argue with that, can you?
Well,
very much we sort of focus on the family. units. So we're thinking actually that makes it a very affordable day or weekend for a family.
Is there any charge for parking cars?
No charge for parking.
So it's £15 for 2 days, that's it.
That's
unless you choose to spend money on tea, biscuits and beer.
We hope everyone comes in and spend lots of money on the traders and the stands, because that's what we're trying to achieve.
You've got to get your tea and cake.
Yeah. And presumably we've got lots of other island displays from... you've got the Air Force, but you said that there presumably be plenty of other things.
Yeah, we'll have pokery displays, the tractors, the castle, the sheep. They're all doing their normal bits and pieces. Also in the woodland area, we've got the Adam Atsmen, which is I think they're internationally renowned as they're chopping up trees, etc.
Okay.
So they'll be displaying their axeman skills in the woodland area, which will
be
great.
So
will you have a go, do you think?
No, I'm sure the risk assessment and health and safety will keep me a long way away from that.
So two questions then. Firstly, how can traders find out more, and how can the general public you want to know more find out?
Well, certainly they can make contact with the office, which is the RIWAS, the Royal Agricultural Society. So Google that and there'll be a link to the website, or go to the County Show website, which is iwcountyshow.co.uk. So either of those directions will bring you to the County Show.
And I mentioned again, I'm not going to get you a quote necessarily, but trade pitches aren't desperately expensive, I suspect.
No, trade pitches, forgive me, I've not come with the figures, but we haven't pushing them up again. We're trying to make them affordable so everyone can afford to come and join the county show.
I know last year you did a 1 day, I was going to say, just to keep the momentum going of it, a country fair, and that was very, very well received.
It was excellent.
Yeah, it was, and we again, it was a question of what was right at the time. I think everybody wanted to re-engage, but in a very safe environment.
Yes, and it was,
and we have the luxury of having a big wide open expanse, so it means that people can come and enjoy their own space. So the country fair, we tried lots of different things which we probably wouldn't have tried at the county show, many of which we're now going to carry forward. So that was, I think it was very well received. We had to stop selling tickets,
which is a good sign.
It is a good sign, because we wanted just to have the right number.
It was beautifully spaced out there. We had nobody at all, even our most nervous people that we just said, no, this is fine. There's plenty of room.
There's loads of stuff to entertain the children, like Huxley with his magic.
He'll be back at the show
this year.
I doubt if you can keep him away, to be honest.
And a couple other things. The Village Green has become a little bit of the heart of the show. So on the Sunday, we're going to have a great big Jubilee picnic to celebrate the Queen's services to the country. So that's brilliant. And we've got various other things which will be taking place just to gently entertain people. Well, hopefully they bask in glorious weather.
We need to have a word with the Royal Household, see if you can sort the weather out with them.
Okay.
Excellent. So just remind us the dates again and the website.
So it's the 25th and 26th of June. And the website is iwcountyshow.co.uk.
That's simple enough.
We will look forward to it with glee. Thank you very much for coming in, Graham.
Pleasure. Nice to see you both.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.